Palestinian officials are calling on Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Barak to rescind building permits for 2,600 new homes in the Israeli-occupied West Bank. They say expanding Jewish settlements in occupied territories endangers the peace process. The new housing plans come as Israel and the Palestinians are supposed to be discussing the future of the West Bank. From Jerusalem, NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
The left-wing Peace Now movement this week issued a report that in its first 3 months, Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Barak's government has issued building permits for 2,600 new homes in the occupied West Bank. The report said that's as many houses as the previous hardline government of Benjamin Netanyahu built each year. Galia Golan, a spokeswoman for Peace Now, says the planned new construction makes it look like Israel is not serious about the peace process.
For the Palestinians, of course, it sends a message that says that we are not intending to withdraw from a large part of the territories. We're not intending to dismantle settlements. You don't build and expropriate more land just at a time when you're supposed to be negotiating withdrawal.
Chief Palestinian negotiator Saber Akkad yesterday sent a letter to Barak and to officials from 96 other countries asking him to rescind the building permits. Akkad warned that going ahead with the expansion could stifle the peace process. There are already 200,000 Jewish settlers in the West Bank and Gaza Strip. Former Palestinian negotiator Hassan Katib says the settlers did not just stake a claim to an empty area.
The land on which settlers are living now belong legally to Palestinian individuals whom are still alive and carrying the deeds of ownership in their pockets. So there can be no solution that doesn't involve returning these rights to its owners. So settlers should leave the Palestinian territories and go back to Israel.
Israeli officials say that in at least part of the West Bank, that's not going to happen. In a recent interview with the Jerusalem Post newspaper, Barak said Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat knows he will not get control over the entire West Bank. In fact, the day after Israel and the Palestinians began so-called final status talks earlier this month, Barak visited the settlement of Maale Adumim just outside Jerusalem and promised the residents they will always remain part of Israel. Most of the new building permits announced this week are for four settlements, including Maale Adumim, that ring Jerusalem. Government spokesman Moshe Fogel says Prime Minister Barak is keeping his promise not to establish new settlements, and he urged the Palestinians not to misinterpret Israel's actions.
This government is not looking for a land grab. We're not intent upon building more or less than any other government. We want to make sure that when houses are built, they conform to overall government policy, and that is that large Jewish settlement blocks are part of Israel and will continue to be a part of Israel.
Fogel says the settlement expansion is part of what he calls natural growth, meaning that as young people marry, they need new homes. But Peace Now rejects this claim. A detailed accounting by their settlement watch team found more than 3,700 homes in the West Bank and Gaza empty, and that's before the new building permits announced this week. Jewish settler leaders say they aren't worried because it's not possible to force 200,000 people to leave their homes. They talk of establishing facts on the ground and say they and the Palestinians are in a struggle over every inch of the occupied territories. Yehudit Tayar is a settler spokeswoman.
If you would have asked me in 1967 when we returned to these areas if I thought one day there'd be over 200,000 Jews living in the heartland of Israel, I would have said it's a dream.
But Palestinians say the settlers' dream is their nightmare. They say that if Israel keeps expanding settlements at the current pace, there won't be any land left to negotiate about. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.